Welcome back. We're about to talk to Maroki, whose debut album, Amber Skies, is out now. It's shaped by a nomadic burst of writing, travel, and surfing that's taken him around the world. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm actually in Grey Lynn at the moment. Drinking
nice.
A coffee, baking in the sun.
Oh, the sun has come out just in time. Are you going to Laneway?
I am going to Laneway, yeah.
Amazing. Yes. I got up quite early and saw the rain coming down and thought, oh no, but I felt like Auckland would turn it on. Who are you Who are you excited to see on the lineup?
I'm really excited for Geese.
Yeah.
The band Geese, yeah, I think.
The Worcester Springs Geese or the band?
yeah, both, honestly. I haven't seen a goose in a long time. So.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take some bread with me as well.
Yeah, good idea. Nah, that'd be mean. Anyone else you want to see?
Benny?
Yeah.
It's gonna be good mate, Benny. Watch her, it's gonna be cool. Honestly, I haven't really looked at the lineup much further than that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a good time, mate. You just go and you see all this new stuff and cool people.
Yeah, I'm just gonna pop in, I think, for a little bit. I've got a pretty busy sketch, so
yes.
The whole day, I don't think.
Because your own tour starts very soon? Tomorrow?
Yeah, it starts tomorrow, yeah.
What are the locations? Where are you going?
Well, there's a lot.
Yeah, nine dates, eh?
The same question yesterday. I was trying to remember the top of my head. But Raglan tomorrow.
Oh, sick.
And then we go to Tauranga, we go to Matakana, we come to Auckland, into Wellington, and Christchurch, Dunedin, Queenstown, Sydney, Melbourne.
Oh,
and Auckland Arts Festival.
Amazing. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And so starting in Raglan is quite cool because you're a bit of a surfer, right?
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, it's hometown as well, so it's
going
to be a really, really nice way to kick it off. I haven't actually seen any of my mates, some of my family over there, so I'm really excited.
That's a cool homecoming because I understand you've been doing a bit of travelling the past few years. Can you tell us a bit about that? Where have you been? What's been going on?
Well, I've been living in... I'm based in Berlin now, so I've been living there for the past kind of 2 years. I've been mission around. I've been to Kenya last year and to Portugal. We filmed a video in Portugal.
Yeah.
For one of the songs of the album. Popping around Europe, the UK.
I mean, it's so easy when you're up there, right?
Yeah.
What's it like living in Berlin? Is it kind of cold and grim, or is it quite creatively inspiring, or both?
It is right now. I wouldn't say it's inspiring right now.
Yeah.
But, in the summertime, it's amazing. Actually, I feel like the summertime is just, it gets so hot there, and so, the fall and spring still feel really, warm. So it feels like it kind of just, it'll still be 20 degrees in early spring. But then when winter comes around, it gets so cold. Right now, it's -8 degrees or something.
Down here. Have you got much of a creative kind of community or scene up in Berlin?
Yeah, there's a good little crew. Obviously, my music doesn't sound too, techno adjacent. But
not the kind.
Yeah. But, I found a small little crew of, people who are making kind of similar music. There's some of the guys from Parcels live there. The band Parcels?
Yeah, I think so.
There's another band called The Zen Men and Zimmer 90. Oh, they're not in Berlin, but they're there quite often.
Yeah.
The Balu Brigada guys were there as well for a bit, which was really nice because they're from Auckland. So, we were hanging out there a lot. There's a small, it's really small, but it seems like everybody there's doing really well.
Oh, that's cool. Has Berlin, has it influenced your music at all, or are you sort of inspired by other things?
I think it definitely has, just the kind of life experiences,
Yeah.
Definitely just inspires, song topics and things like that,
Yeah, especially at this sort of time of your life, I suppose there's a lot of sort of change and growth happens, and 2 years in Berlin would be significant.
Definitely, yeah. Moving countries isn't always like the easiest, you know. So there's plenty of songs you can write about, you know, that whole kind of journey.
Yeah, finding a flat.
Yeah. Honestly, getting a visa.
Oh God.
Yeah.
And you mentioned you shot the video for Break It Down in Portugal. That's cool.
Yeah. That was such an amazing experience. Like, we kind of winged it. Me and my friend Ezra, he's from the band Earth Tongue. He's also living over
Yeah, they're
Berlin
up there.
As well.
That's right.
Yeah, and he does, like, he's a videographer and director, does everything on 16mm.
Cool.
Like, film. And so we've been working together on this whole project, like, for the visual side of stuff. And we kind of just had this idea, like, I had this idea, like, I just want to go to Portugal anyway, you know?
Yeah.
To go chill. And I wanted to go with heaps of mates. And so I was like, bro, why don't we just, like, go? We'll just kind of wing it and we'll just film like a big kind of surf, like, skate mission and like a big hang with all, like, as many of my friends I can get down. So I just got, like, maybe there was 10 of us there. I booked like a ACOM for everybody, and I was like, look, if you guys can make it, free ACOM for like a few nights, and we'll just go for gold, see what happens. And and luckily it worked out because it's quite expensive. it's cool.
Is that kind of like piling your mates into a car and going somewhere? Is that the sort of ethos for the album? Just looking at the album art, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's old Ziggy Newman on, like, one of my best mates did that cover.
It's so cool.
Yeah, he's amazing. It's been all pretty winged, you know? Like, it's just, I think, it's trying to make something really kind of honest.
Mm.
And I didn't want it to make it, like, super stressful either. Like, the whole writing and recording process of the album was super chill.
Whoa.
Like, there wasn't one moment where we got stuck. And if we did kind of get super stuck, it kind of was almost like, okay, maybe the song just isn't meant to be on the album. Maybe we should move on.
Was it recorded in Berlin?
A lot of it was, yeah. A lot of it was recorded all over the place. Mostly, actually, in Waiuku.
Ooh.
Yeah,
just like randomly. Berlin.
Yeah. My producer lives out in Waiuku, so I kind of sleep in a studio out there. Last summer, a lot of the kind of bulk of the recording and production work was done there. But yeah, a lot of it was done in Berlin, just in my lounge.
How long were you writing the songs for, like, pre-recording? Was it sort of marinating
them
for a while, or?
Some of them are really old. Some of them are really new. So I think we kind of pulled up maybe, I think we had like 3 or 4 songs that were just had been in my Dropbox for ages, you know, and then from there we kind of wrote like a lot of songs, and that kind of all started maybe 2 years ago, I'd say, maybe slightly longer. So yeah, it's been a bit of a process. But
what kind of subject matter are you exploring on the album?
On the album?
Yeah.
All sorts of things, man. Like, really simple kind of, you know, some really just kind of sweet love songs. There's some crazy, there's a song called Popo.
I love that one.
Yeah, that's about a crazy Moroccan taxi driver.
Oh, I've encountered those.
Yeah. So,
what was the story behind that song?
Oh man, it's crazy. Actually, so me and, that's actually what the cover is.
Yeah.
I got inspired by Popo driving the taxi. Five of us, like five friends of mine, we were traveling there. We arrived at the airport and, you know, there's all these taxi drivers come up to you and they're like, get my taxi.
Was that Marrakesh or Casablanca? Where'd you arrive?
Casablanca, yeah.
Yep.
And then we got out and this guy, Popo, just knew, like, he didn't know how to speak English, but he could say I'm Popo and rap music. And
amazing.
We were kind of like, he said like rap music, and we were like, yeah. And he's like, cool, let's jump in with this guy. And then a few moments later, he was just flying down the highway at like 200 kilometers an hour. Like we were all like so scared, just freaking out for our lives. And then randomly, he just stops in the middle of the highway and then starts reversing.
As you like, do.
Yeah, like cars going past. And then calls over one guy from the side of the road, buys one cigarette, and then floors it again, but this time with like one hand on the steering wheel and the other hand like he's rolling a hashish joint.
Amazing.
And like it was the most impressive like roll I have ever seen in my life.
One-handed while driving is quite impressive.
Yeah, and he was going like 180 kilometers an hour. Yeah, so we were stressing out, obviously. But then he finally smoked the spliff and
slowed down.
He slowed down after that. Yeah, got to a manageable speed.
Yeah, it does that.
Which was nice.
That sounds definitely worthy of an album cover and a song.
Yeah. So there's some funny things in there like that.
I hear you also had a wild road trip from Nairobi to Mombasa.
I did, yeah.
What was that one? Not to get you to tell us all about your road trips, but...
Oh, just the road there is completely... Okay, it's
just like pothole bars and just...
Yeah, like it's kind of like 90... So Mombasa... People who don't know where Mombasa is, it's kind of on the coast of Kenya, and it's like the biggest port in East Africa or something, you know. Mm. And then Nairobi is like 450 kilometers inland, and that's the capital city of Kenya. And so the amount of like trucks and things, you know, carrying all sorts of goods and things on that road is wild. So, but the thing is that the road hasn't, like, it's just two lanes, you know. It's not there's not enough lanes, and infrastructure to like have that many trucks and stuff driving on that road. And when you get into Mombasa, it's like it's literally. I was up in the Coromandel recently, and you know how there's been the floods and stuff,
yeah.
And there's some gravel roads, and like you know, I don't know if you've ever seen a gravel road after a flood, but it's like destroyed, and you have to like kind of. I don't know, it's really not fun to drive on.
Yeah.
That was a perfect example of what this main road is like coming out of Mombasa.
That's crazy for somewhere that's like a trade hub and like port city to have not the infrastructure to get stuff around a country.
I know, and you just kind of like, it's just chaotic. It's organized chaos though, you know, like everybody's like waiting for something terrible to happen so nothing terrible happens.
Yeah, and it's like the norm, so everyone kind of knows how to deal with it and be, you know, defensive driving or whatever,
moment,
be prepared.
At one moment, I was driving like on the wrong side of the highway because, like, we hit traffic at 4 a.m. in the morning because we had to get up really early to try and beat it. But it wasn't. We hit traffic, and then this random guy drives past me, and he says, "Hey, follow me." And I was like, okay, like followed him, and then we had to drive over this massive ditch onto the other side of the highway, and this is like quite central, so there are two lanes on either side.
Yeah.
He just slapped on his hazard lights, I slapped mine on, and we're driving up the wrong side of the highway. It's like kind of like GTA, you know, and I was like, this is actually insane, like what is going on? And then the crazy thing is that we had a traffic jam going the wrong way on the wrong side of the highway. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. This is crazy.
Oh, that stuff's a lot looser in other countries. Crazy roads and crazy situations. It makes you think, there's other ways of doing this, isn't there? How are you going
Take the train if you get the opportunity.
Yes, yeah.
It's a beautiful country, but take the train to Mombasa. Don't drive.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know Kenya had a train network, but of course it does. The trains in Morocco are quite good as well.
Yeah, warm.
Yes, quite warm.
Yeah.
I remember, the ones in Tunisia were, kind of, they'd break down, but they were quite reliable and... Yeah, get you where you need to go, which is the important thing. As long as you're not in a hurry.
That's the main thing. Yeah, just get from A to B.
How, speaking of getting from A to B, how are you going to be getting around on your nationwide tour? Are you driving? Is someone driving you? Are you flying? What's the plan?
It's kind of a bit of everything. It's kind of, tomorrow I'm driving down to Raglan, and then probably drive like a van around a bit, and then we'll fly to the places where, just because there's two shows, you know, we've done the drives from Auckland to Wellington, and then play the next day, and I don't think I'll put my van through that again.
Are you taking your surfboard to Raglan and Tauranga?
Yeah, I've actually got one to pick up when I get there, so I'm going to go and enjoy that, which is going to be great.
Nice. And how are you feeling ahead of the tour? Are you excited, nervous, keen to get it started?
I'm just really, really excited, to be honest. Like, we've been rehearsing for the last 3 days, and everything's sounding really good. And, I haven't been, I've been playing, I haven't played a lot over the last year, so I'm just kind of riveting to go. I'm, really excited to just be back with my band over here as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, man. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's so cool. And are you selling any merch, any albums? Can anyone cop anything while they're there?
Yeah. We got, I've got a load of merch that I'm only selling on the tour.
What have you got?
We got, I've done a kind of collection with Ziggy, who did the cover.
Sick.
So, just t-shirts, tote bags, water bottles, stickers, vinyl, what else? There's some other bits and bobs floating about. But, loads of good you can take home,
Amazing. And the album's available now. Where can people get it?
Well, you can get the from Holiday Records.
Mm-hmm.
Available, the vinyls.
Yeah.
Just kind of any streaming platform, I imagine, if you search my name up.
You're on Bandcamp?
OKI. What was that?
Bandcamp as well?
I think I am on Bandcamp.
Yeah, I'll have a look. I'll link stuff in the show notes so people can easily get there.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things these days I, can't keep up.
Oh, I know.
But I'm sure something on Bandcamp.
Yeah. And then coming up, so the Nationwide Tour starts February 6th and goes till March 14th. Tickets are from marokimusic.com. I'll link that in the show notes. And you've also got a special appearance at the Auckland Arts Festival. Can you tell us a little about that? Sounds quite cool. March 21st, Saturday.
Yeah. That's going to be great. We're going to be singing some songs in Te Reo Māori.
Cool.
I think I'm still kind of figuring out my band, but pretty sure I'm going to bring my sister to come and sing some songs. It'll be a bit more intimate, kind of mellow. So I'm really excited for that. I think it's going to be cool.
Do you know where you're playing the venue? Have they locked that in?
No idea.
Okay, cool. TBC.
I haven't. My information on that, I'm kind of just taking each show by show.
Yeah, it's all you can do.
Yeah, otherwise I just get a bit too overwhelmed.
fully fair. Well, good luck for the tour. And before we sign out, shall we listen to Popo, the new track from Maroki, which is amazing.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much, mate. It was really great to talk to you, and good luck for the tour and everything else.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
See ya. This is Popo. Ya. Bye.
Bye.
Where you going, Popo? Where you been? Slow it down, Popo. Pull the pin. Everything I know seems to twist. Slow it down, Popo. Pull the pin. Watch the wheel, Popo. Not the spliff. Not today, Popo. That's my wish. Everything I know seems to twist. So slow it down. Slowing down, Popo. Pull the pin. Slow it down, boom, boom.